Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Next week, the State Board of Pardons and Paroles has scheduled a hearing to consider clemency for a man convicted of killing his ex-wife and her boyfriend. Donnie Lance is scheduled to be executed on January 29th. He was convicted of the 1997 killings of Sabrina Lance and Dwight Wood Jr. in Jackson County. A clemency hearing takes place on Tuesday. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. On Monday, state lawmakers will return for day five of the legislative session. This week, members from both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees met to listen to the budgetary requests of representatives from various state agencies. Yesterday, Department of Behavioral Health and Disabilities Commissioner Judy Fitzgerald told lawmakers that cuts to her agency would negatively impact the mental health services that they provide to more than 200,000 people.
And we have a challenging budget. I want to acknowledge you all have been extremely supportive. I know many of you care deeply about the people that we're serving, and I thank you for your continued support. The safety net is stretched to the max.
Lawmakers also heard from several other health-related agencies about their proposals to trim spending. That includes a plan from the Division of Family and Children's Services to hold open more than 200 unfilled jobs. GPB is a state agency that receives some funding from the state of Georgia. Police in Athens arrested 16 people on drug trafficking and gun charges. According to 11 Alive, just under $1 million worth of drugs were collected as part of Operation Benchwarmers, targeting people wanted on federal charges. Charlie Peeler is the U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Georgia.
8 kilos of heroin seized, pounds of methamphetamine, 43 firearms, 8 of those assault rifles. This is the type of operation that can make a profound impact in a community.
Those arrested face federal charges. Police say this is the largest operation they've conducted in Athens-Clarke County. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.